You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. You know, a lot of us are thinking green. We want to be good stewards of the environment, but it can be a challenge. Well, the people behind the website grist.org are trying their best to help, and now they've put together a handbook on going green. The title, Wake Up and Smell the Planet. The subtitle, The Non-Pompous, Non-Preachy Grist Guide to Greening Your Day. Let me share the opening sentences of the first chapter. Oh, what a beautiful morning. We bet we can guess what your morning routine looks like. You gently click off your solar-powered alarm clock, crawl out of your hemp sheets, don organic cotton slippers and a recycled fleece robe, and shuffle across your bamboo floors to the bathroom, where you bathe in rainwater and botanicals harvested from your own garden. Not quite? Good. Our mornings look a little different, too, and we're here to praise reality. One of the authors of this guide, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, Catherine Roth, is my guest in this portion of the program. Hi, Catherine.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's good to talk with you. We're here at the morning, in the morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning. And one of the surprises for me here in this first chapter, your recommendation for a shower curtain. Cotton and polyester.
Yes, polyester, that magical material. most of the shower curtains that people buy are made out of PVC, vinyl, which is really an unhealthy, the manufacture of it emits toxics, and then just having it around it's not a great material to have in your life. So having it around when you're at your most vulnerable, so to speak, is not a great choice. So yeah, we recommend they do cost a little bit more if you look for a cotton curtain, but actually I think they last longer and they're a better choice for your health and for the planet.
Yeah. What do you do with the old PVC curtain?
Boy, that's a great question. And I'm not sure there's a good answer for it. Because disposal is a big issue, too.
Yeah.
That's a great example of one of these puzzles that sort of keeps people awake at night. And the best thing you can do is find a good, check with your town, and hopefully they have some good way to recycle it or make sure that it gets disposed of properly.
Yeah, and if enough people ask that question, maybe there will be a solution to that at
some
point.
That's right.
Well, you begin with some ideas for water conservation also in this chapter as well. And I think all of us now know about low-flow shower heads, and we know to fix dripping faucets. But you have a neat idea for that water that runs while we're waiting for it to warm up. You want to share that tip with us?
Sure. We recommend, and this is not a new idea, but it's one that's sort of regaining in popularity. You can collect that water, and you can use it to water your plants, either indoors or outside in your garden.
Okay, so keep it from going down the drain.
That's right.
Yeah. So, okay, we get out of the house. We've done our bit in the bathroom there, and we're moving on, and we're getting to work, and suddenly it's lunchtime. How do we make lunchtime greener?
Well, there are a few things to think about. I guess probably the greenest lunch you could have would be to bring leftovers from home and to bring them in a reusable container. It's great if you can avoid, it's easy to go get takeout from a fast food place or a local place, but that food is usually not the healthiest, and the packaging, you'll end up probably with styrofoam and plastic and that sort of thing. So food is really a huge area of impact. We all eat every day, and the choices you make, the kind of food you buy and where you buy it, it is a huge way to, again, so many of these things, your personal health and the planetary health are related, and food is a great example of that.
Yeah. What advice do you have for us when we can't bring our lunch and we're going to go out, whether it's for takeout or whether it's to go and sit down somewhere and have lunch?
Well, we have some questions in Wake Up and Smell the Planet that that you can ask at restaurants about where they get their food, how they prepare it. And we also have a list of a few of the sort of fast food type joints that are making steps in a more sustainable direction. So just making careful choices about where you eat and what you choose from the menu, and not being afraid to ask questions if it's hard, you feel like you're sort of a pest or something. But
yeah.
But, you know, anyone at a restaurant should be able to tell you where the food comes from and how it's made. And if they can't tell you that, you might want to rethink your decision to eat there.
Yeah. Okay, lunchtime's over, and the rest of the day at work goes nice and very smoothly.
And, as every work day does.
Yeah, right. So, so we're headed home now, and we're at home. We get home, and we open the mailbox, especially at this time of the year.
Mm.
And, you know, it pours out a flood of catalogs.
Catalogs.
Yeah, someone was telling me that there's a way to opt out of all of them, as well as a way to opt in for those you want and opt out for those you don't want. Do you know how to do that?
I know there are a couple of services that stop junk mail. There are a couple of ways to go about it, and we go into it a little bit in the book, and also at grist.org there's some information about it. I think if there are catalogs you're especially interested in, you could certainly contact the company, but there are two or three companies I know of that that deal in a sort of umbrella way with catalogs. Boy, do they pile up fast.
Yeah, they sure do. Speaking of catalogs and shopping and being a consumer, how many of us now are using reusable cloth or cloth and plastic grocery bags?
That is a good question. Those are definitely getting more. And I feel like every time I go into whether it's my local grocery store or, you know, I was in a Staples last night and a Home Depot, and the big stores are making a big point of putting those cloth bags front and center where people can see them. And it's a great solution to the, you know, for a long time people fretted, should I use paper or should I use plastic? And to be honest, they both have their pros and cons.
Yeah. So
cloth bags are definitely definitely the good alternative, and these stores are making it really easy to make that choice.
Yeah, I've noticed, too, that the design of them is getting better and better.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, both the size and the utility, but they've also become something of a fashion item. I think earlier this year there was a bag that went on sale in New York or one of those hip cities, and people were in line for blocks and blocks
yeah.
to get their hands on one. So it's pretty shocking, but suddenly bring your own bag has become kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah,
so
very
we're not complaining.
Very, very chic. There we go. We've got to wrap it up here, Catherine. Thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Catherine Roth, she is one of the authors of The Grist Guide, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, the subtitle, The Non-Pompous, Non-Preachy Grist Guide to Greening Your Day. And also you might want to visit the website, grist.org.